not driving, how will you get your ear filth? It's honestly something I've considered. Another day of me not stopping at this donut shop and getting some 6 o'clock donuts. Really fucking up. Seems like there are fewer cars on the road. A chocolate frosted. I mean, I like a lot of donuts, but I don't eat donuts very often, so I don't need to really dip into weird donuts. So I just like a basic chocolate frosted. I at least want one of those in the mix when I'm getting donuts. I like ones that are filled with stuff, like a custard. Like the Dunkin' Donuts Boston cream donuts, I think, are pretty good. I like a nice cut, like a custard. I like a lemon feel, like sometime in the 80s, Winchell's, which was a donut chain. I don't know if they even still exist. They would talk about the lemon donut, and then what happens, they go, "Not the lemon!" And, I like a lemon-filled donut. fritters. I like an apple fritter. The raspberry I'm not super into. A strawberry I'd be a little more okay with. But like a jelly donuts are not really my thing. Yeah, crullers are totally fine. Rolling down your highway. There are very few donuts that I would consider to be like bad donuts, you know? I mean, you can always put dumb shit on a donut that I'd be like, no. But, yeah, crank up the Beach Boys. Well, there was no traffic at all until I got to this turn onto 9th, and there are a bunch of cars right here, so... Oh, no, okay, that's clear. Sour cream, I'm not a sour cream kind of guy, regardless on anything, but my wife will get a sour cream donut from the Dunkin' Donuts, she'll have like one bite of a donut, and then leave the rest to me, and I don't think that, picture of this and post it to Instagram right now. Here we go. And hit that button. And there we go. Okay, that's posted. That's something I just saw and thought I needed to take a picture of it. Cheese donut, I don't know. Like a cheese Danish. I've only had cheese donuts relatively recently, or like a cheese Danish relatively recently, and I was like, oh, this isn't bad. I thought, sounds terrible, but cheese on a pastry, like, what? No. That's not what cheese is for. But, they're okay. Mr. Donut in Japan sold me a donut what had a tiny hot dog in it, and I was very excited to order it. I was like, motherfucker, give me the donut that's got a hot dog sticking out of it, because what the fucking fuck, man? Let's live our lives to the fullest. Sell me this donut, sir. And I got it. And it's room temperature, and it was fucked. It was fucking fucked.
A closely related species in the Chiricahua Mountains is a canyon tree frog, Hyla arenicolor.
It's mating. It's fucked up. It was fucking terrible.
Call of the eastern gray tree frog, but it's still readily recognizable as being different.
I was very, very shocked by the first bite when I bit right into it and was like, oh no, this is not a warm food. Wah! I felt like I was getting a disease.
They say thank you. A big bang came.
Fucked up not microwaving. Man, I was in Akihabara. There was no option for a microwave. Well, it was a sweet run with the APC 20. All the pitch shifting. But I guess pick it up and throw it out the window. Break it over your knee like Bo Jackson style. Ah, here we go. Yeah, these children have a thing to say about it. I could have gone to a store and bought a microwave and then asked if they would let me just plug it in for a little bit. got donuts.
Oh, well.
K9 to 5. They come back looking like they just had a litter. Their grieving faces are even grimmer than when they left. I don't know where they go 5 days out of 7. Something frightens them. I suspect it's a dog called Work. I heard the female ask the male, "How was work today?" He said, "Ugly." In my world, only a dog can make me feel that way. When she asked what was in his extra briefcase, he said one word which told me he had let the dog follow him home. I could have killed the jerk. He said, "It's filled with work."
Am I supposed to like snap my fingers at the end of poetry like that? Is that- DJ Atomica was just an LA radio DJ, and I wonder what it was like if you lived in LA during that time, that you could just hear that voice on the radio every day. If that was like a fucking nightmare or a dream come true. Atomica, but I don't remember what his name was, but go all the way. duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a 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 gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck a day. You can hear the diggers say as they're heading to the bay, oh, I gotta dig a duck, gotta dig a duck a day, cause I get a buck a duck when I dig a duck a day. Gotta dig a duck, gotta dig a duck a day, dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck a day, dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck. Lot of luck. Get a certain kind of pluck for to dig around the muck just to get a gooey duck. He hasn't got a front, he hasn't got a back. He doesn't know a thought and then he doesn't go quack. Dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck a day. Dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck a day. Dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck a day. Dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck a day. Dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck.
Just got out of prison. He's been through a lot. He was talking about changing his life and everything, and to come home and get shot. And I said, baby, it wasn't my fault. This man had a gun on me. And besides, how was I to know that you was getting down with this crooked ass police? And he says, now wait a minute. I say, no, you wait a minute. And then I say, man, this is my wife. We had a life until you butted up in it. She cried out, Sylvester, now hold on. Even though he was in our home, let's not forget the fact that you was out there creeping in another man's home. Twan starts coughing. She says, Twan, oh my God, baby brother, are you okay? He looks up at him and says, I'm not gonna die, at least not today. And then he asks, what happened? Sis, why did I get shot? So what is this policeman doing here? And I said, go on, tell him, cop. He says, son, we gotta get you to a hospital and take a look at that wound. Twan says, no, I'm okay, it's just my shoulder. All I need is a bathroom. Now 5 minutes has gone by, and they're telling Twan everything that happened. Twan says, shit, man, I would've been better off in prison. And now somebody's banging at the door, and I'm like, oh, no.
Still waiting for this track to start. it's over half over.
Proceed. tuck in. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hit on them to help me get lucky. Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I've been drinking. I get filthy when I let cocaine. I've been thinking.
I should block this artist.
Why can I keep my fingers off it, baby?
Fuck this shit. Good music for a change.
Thank you. to bed late. Go to bed late, stay very small. Go to bed early, grow very tall.
I don't think that's how it works. Who wouldn't want to stay small?
I'm a skeleton.
Everyone's driving so fucking slow. Like, I can't get in the carpool lane because it's not 7 yet. But it's just, I got 3 lanes of traffic that I can be in, and all 3 of them have people that are going like 5 under the speed limit. And it's killing me. What are we doing? No, I don't, because it was too much money. It was like $200 a month. But I if I had satellite TV, I could still watch the Big Joe Polka show and watch people being happy. I guess that was a different time in my life. Maybe that doesn't hold the same appeal. Like, no, put some stuff together. I'm actually doing pretty well. Pretty happy. All things considered. But man, it was I would watch it and just think like, man, I don't know anyone that's happy like this. I don't know a single person that, look at how happy these fucking people are dancing to fucking polka music. And not giving a fuck about shit. Black ocean, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black ocean, won't you come? That's some good shit though, watching these polka bands do their thing and watching people dance and then be like, we got the Big Joe Polka Party's moving to fucking, we're coming to your town. Assuming your town is somewhere in like Minnesota and the states that surround it. This is that song from the Sonic the Hedgehog soundtrack.
Oh.
Randy is always ready to ride. Supports the mouse. I don't see a reason why it wouldn't, unless just someone hasn't done the work yet. But I think it has light gun support through the mouse. Like you can use a mouse connected to the Mister and an on-screen cursor to play light gun games. I think. So I would assume that works. An update for the CPS-1 core came out today. It's a beta that's only available to people that back the creator of the core on Patreon. And so that now plays Magic Sword and Quizzen Dragons and Knights of the Round and one other game whose name escapes me. But that thing will eventually play Street Fighter fucking 2. So that's very exciting. Shop. Here we go. Welcome to the Funk Shop. Why is the caps lock T on the Mister just an upside down L? There are different fonts. You can customize the font. A show. It's always popular with the girls and the guys. Guns for all my money. It's the best buy. $10. Ours is the dollar today. It's more than enough. Time to play. Each room has a bed and also a sink, so you can wash your body so it won't stink. But be careful of the things that you use so you won't get arrested for sex abuse. And fucking at the funk shop. Oh. Please come inside, make yourself at home. I want to funk, so let's get it on. I want to funk. Little girl, behind closed doors, you would feel the Don't fight the funk.
Break out the ice cubes and the hot water. This is the second half and not the second quarter. I'll funk you till you sleep. You'll sleep like a baby. And in your dreams, you say I'm crazy in the funk shop.
Don't feel weirdo and harass people on social media, dog. Hey, if you don't have anything nice to say. say, then don't say anything at all. Hey, I don't even go online, all I do is ball. If someone online is mean to you, then just give me a call. I'll handle it, Blake rules, I'm your friend. I write my raps on my phone, sometimes I write them with a pen. When I'm at work alone, be nice to me online, cause I'm sensitive, I'm trying to get better. I write raps and rap letters, none of the friends make beats. He told me, stop looking at my phone so much. I eat fruits and such, I think cyberbullying is whack. Yo, cyberbullying is whack. Cyberbullying is whack. Hey, cyberbullying is whack. You like it? Hey, cyberbullying is whack, dog.
Tips for buying great sauce pots and pans.
Yeah, finally. Fuck.
Depending on what cooking equipment you already have at home, you might need to invest in a new set of pots and pans
definitely.
In order to make great sauces at home.
I'm trying to make a great sauce.
Even though it might seem kind of counterproductive to spend money on new pots and pans and other equipment.
Sauce.
In the long run, you'll save money by buying high-quality cooking equipment and ingredients that you can use to cook at home. The food that you make will taste better when it's prepared in high-quality pots and pans. And the better quality pots and pans will stand up better to being used a lot than cheap pots and pans. Here are some tips to help you pick out high-quality sauce pots and pans, no matter what your budget is. Choose pots and pans made from a conductive material. You don't need to spend a fortune on professional quality
like
pots
metal.
And pans, but you should choose pots and pans that are made from a conductive material like copper or stainless steel. Stainless steel pots and pans are a very affordable choice for most at-home chefs. Just make sure that the stainless steel pots and pans you get have an aluminum or copper core and an aluminum or copper disc at the bottom. This will make sure that your sauces heat evenly. For the best sauces, don't get nonstick pans. Most at-home chefs like nonstick pans because they are the most versatile and can be used for all kinds of cooking. But if you want to make the best sauces possible,
yes,
you shouldn't use nonstick pans.
Why?
If you like the ease and convenience
why?
Of using
why?
Nonstick pans for other types of
why?
Cooking, you should buy another set of pans that aren't nonstick for making sauces.
Why?
Make sure the handles
why?
Of the pots and pans you choose stay cool.
Why?
There's nothing worse than reaching for a pot without a pot holder and finding out that the pot handle isn't one that stays cool.
I can maybe think of a few things worse than
that. Double check to make sure that the pots you buy have non-conductive handles before you buy them. Buy several different types of saucepans.
Why can't I use
most general
use
saucepans have straight up and down sides, but there are also several kinds of specialized saucepans that are designed for making different types of sauces. Windsor pans have flared bottoms that heat more of the sauce. Windsor pans are used primarily for making reductions. Sauciers are specialized saucepans that have wider, more rounded bottoms.
That's my new
than
rap
most
name.
Traditional pans. These
saucier.
Are used mostly for making very thick sauces like emulsified sauces or pudding style sauces. It's a good idea to have several of each kind of
rap game saucier. Why can't I use a nonstick pan to make sauce? Why is it make? I want to make the best sauce and I can't use a nonstick pan, but why? Why? I've got to go investigate. I'm going to go investigate. Have a good weekend. We'll see how everything goes. These pans. What? I got a set of pans in the garage I gotta bring in. We haven't even used them yet. Maybe they could be used for sauces. Sauce.